your finances, on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Well, welcome back, folks. This is Paula T. Webb from very sunny California. We've had another very rough week of high triple-digit temperatures. I have to say, three days ago, it was, it was 122 degrees. Gotta love the desert. What can I say? Anyway, it's nice and cool inside here on September 8th, 2024, and we're back ready to rock and roll with the new age of trading psychology. I want to, again, thank you guys always for emailing me week in and week out with your questions or comments. And I just want to clear up, there is some confusion about our third book, which was originally titled The Complete Trader, which we published in 2014. And, you know, I'll be honest with you guys, I know some of you are probably thinking I was kind of a trad wife. I guess that's the term they use nowadays. And I guess in many ways I was and am. If I would get married again, I am a traditional person in terms of I support my husband. I stand behind him 100%. And so when The Complete Trader came out, I didn't really agree with the way it was formatted, but it was the way Mark wanted it because it's a really long book. It's 6x9 and it's 500 pages. Now, with that said, you know, we had a different, the new title, which is what I've changed it to recently. That was one of the titles that we originally discussed, but Mark wanted The Complete Trader and, you know, I went along with it. Okay. I guess a lot of women could say, well, maybe I shouldn't have gone along with it. But, you know, it really wasn't worth any kind of argument to me because I really just wanted to get the book out there. So it's been a number of years now since Mark has left us. And I just took a look at the book again. I revisited it and I realized that I just had to fix it up. So I have spent the last month having it professionally formatted and edited and made into a really nice book format. And I changed the title to The Keys to Power Profits. And that's more of what it's about. It's more about understanding how the markets work and interact with each other. It really is a book more for newer traders or traders today who never saw a trading floor, never saw any of the exchanges, never visited any of the exchanges. And it really gives you a good background on price movement and open interest and how they interact with each other to help traders today understand this is not a computer game. Yes, everything is facilitated electronically. It always has been since the 1970s. However, there are still live traders on each side of each trade, whether it's an individual trade or institutional. So the new format, and we've got new material in there for more current trending markets. And so I hope you give it a look at. And right now it's available on Kindle, on Amazon, and the end of the month, September 30th, the paperback edition will be available. So check it out and let me know and, you know, give me your comments. But I think we did a really good job on it, and I'm pretty proud of it. It feels like a really good book now. And sorry, Mark, you know, life goes on. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that there are a lot of traders out there, even some of you listening here, that don't know me. And I understand that. You're new to trading. When I say new, maybe 10 years. And my name is not out there like Mark's name was. And again, this goes back to the fact that many years ago, when we first started this whole field, Mark and I, in the 80s, the 1980s, there were, I can count on one hand the number of women at all the exchanges in Chicago. That means the Merck, the Board of Trade, the Mid-Am, and there wasn't even the options exchange at that point. So there was three exchanges in Chicago, and there was less than five women on all three of those exchanges. And that's when Mark and I wrote The Disciplined Trader. So there was no way that the industry was going to embrace a woman, especially at that point, I was in my 20s, and say, well, how the heck would she know anything about it? Because there were five women on the exchanges total. So over the years, yes, you know, my presence, it got expanded, but it's still pretty much a man's world in the industry and a lot of industries. And again, I'm not complaining about it. It's just a fact. So if you don't know anything about me, or you don't know very much about Mark, you know what? Just pick up the phone and call me. Don't put nasty comments on Amazon, like somebody named LaSalle just wrote. You know, he wrote that the book wasn't published till after Mark died several years, and I'm laying claim to it as the author. And that's not the case at all. The book was published long before Mark passed away, and my name has always been on the book. So if you have questions, guys, don't assume anything. Please just pick up the phone and ask me. That's what I'm here for. Okay. Now, the next thing in the housekeeping division is the Living with a Trader 101 workshop coming up on September 14th is sold out. Thank you to all those of you that have signed up. For those of you that don't know anything about Living with a Trader, this is a workshop that I developed in 1990, and I offered to our traders that were our private coaching clients and who were having marital problems. And I started working with their spouses, their partners, their girlfriends, even their family members. And, but it was, you know, up until just recently, we really just kind of limited it in-house, but so many people were asking about it that it's now available to the general trading community. So I hope if you have any challenges with regards to your someone in your life who doesn't understand how traders need to think, then, you know, I can fill in that gap. Because one thing I can't stress enough about trading is that it's a unique and individual life path. And even though you are with someone, you know, you have to understand that they may never understand what you do as a trader. Okay? And for those of you who are partners or companions to traders, now you're included in this life path simply by the mere fact that you are in a relationship with a trader. And at that point, everything else in your relationship may seem to pale in comparison. And also, trading can, and in many cases, may take over every waking moment of the trader's life, at least initially, and ultimately, their companion as well. Things such as family, vacations, entertainment, alone time, and other goals that may have been set before they got into trading, all of that may take a back seat in your trader's mental environment while they learn the intricacies of trading. And just as important, as they learn how to balance this new work environment as a trader with the rest of their everyday life. And that's where this new program, I say new just because we're making it available to the public, this is where it comes in. Because I can't tell you how many partners, wives, spouses, companions of traders that I have spoken with at workshops. And we usually start out after, you know, Mark and I did our workshops, and I would meet with, you know, the women that were, because they were all women at that point, you know, companions to the traders. And, you know, I'd usually start with a cocktail. We'd go to the bar and have a drink, and I'd say, okay, and we'd all introduce ourselves. And then I said, well, you know, ladies, you know, what questions do you have? And they were all very composed at first, and they'd say, well, and one of them might laugh and say, well, you know, my husband won't tell me when he's having a losing day. And then all of a sudden the chatter would start and they just would take off. And what ultimately would happen is that these women, they weren't against their husbands being traitors. They just didn't know anything about it. And they wanted to support their traitors, but they were afraid because all of the traitors in their lives had been in another career. And so they were used to them getting up, getting dressed, going to an office, coming home with a paycheck. And now, in many cases, they were, you know, the guy was sitting in front of a screen, not talking to them for hours on end, and sitting in sweatpants that they haven't changed out of in 3 days. And the women were scared. So this is how it initially got started with Living Trader 101. Is to help women or partners, whether male or female nowadays, understand that how they can still support their traitor, but not get in the way. And this is key, guys, to all of you listening, to all of you traders listening. You know what I'm talking about because enough of you have contacted me and said, hey, you know, my wife needs to talk to you or my girlfriend or my brother or my parents. And that's what I'm here for as well. So the relationship coaching is now open to all of you. It's not just for traders, okay? Because the stakes are higher and more emotional, unlike any other career. And so because the loss of equity can be higher and happen quite quickly, so you have to understand that your partner, who's not a trader, also needs to know how to stay calm, cool, collected, to support you. So this workshop or this course or coaching is designed to assist those who are in a relationship with a trader, understand market terminology, understand the mindset and trading space that their trader needs to have and maintain, and also to help them de-energize their fears while they're entering this new business venture with you, the trader. Okay, so if you have any questions about this, you know where to reach me, 760-636-4290. And with that, we will take a short break. Be right back. Okay. Now, moving along, many of the traders I work with, whether one-on-one coaching and a private workshop, and when I say private, again, that's one-on-one or in a group workshop setting, you know, they state they have trained themselves each day before trading to, let's say, follow their rules. They may go over their charts again. They may review their setups again. They also usually have a regimen they adhere to each morning before trading, such as working out, meditating, drinking unleaded instead of leaded coffee, as Park and I used to say about making coffee, meaning decaf instead of caffeinated, okay? Eating toast with butter or a granola bar. Well, you get the gist of what I'm saying. Most traders have a routine and or a regimen they apply to themselves before putting on that first trade of the day. This is normal and quite necessary to create a mental, spiritual, and physical sense of well-being. In other words, being 100% ready to make money as a trader. Now, quite a few traders are also what they call superstitious. I don't necessarily use that word, but we'll use it for this example. I know many of them will wear the same pair of socks for weeks if they've had winning trades while wearing them. This was very common with floor traders. Floor traders would almost never wash their trading jackets if they were on a winning streak. I mean, it would be very rare. I mean, if they even thought about washing their jacket while they were on a trading streak, the other traders would jump in and rip it off of them and say, no, you know, keep it dirty. Okay, this is a fact. And some of those jackets became very messy. until that winning streak was over, and only then would the jackets get washed. Now, some traders today want to feel comfortable. Of course, we're trading from home, and don't feel like they maybe have to take a shower or get dressed before trading. And most of the time, their results will reflect that lack of professionalism by not showering or getting dressed, because they are now sloughing it off as meaningless because they're working from home. And then they wonder why they can't accumulate. And then they end up staying stuck in that mindset of being comfortable sitting in front of their computer, thinking now if they change that routine, that may ruin their chances to improve their trading. Quite the closed loop. My goodness. Other traders, quite comfortable in their sweats, are superstitious, and they'll only wear a certain brand of sweats while trading. God forbid that brand goes out of business, or they can't find their size, or they can't find that color. Other traders only wear a certain brand of jeans or shirts or polo shorts, shirts or belt. Other traders have a certain coffee mug or a specific water jug. And a lot of traders I know only use a Mont Blanc pen to keep track of their trades, thinking that if they write down their trades in their trading workbook with a $1,000 pen or more, that means they will make $1,000 in profits at least. I think I've mentioned the story about when Mark and I worked with Jack Carlin Associates at the CME and had our office there. And one day Mark went to the men's room and another trader was in there using the urinal. And as Mark started to use another urinal, the trader practically yelled at him and told him not to, pointing out that there was a penny in that particular urinal that Mark was going to use. And Mark just looked at him and he said, what are you talking about? And the trader looked at Mark, almost annoyed that he would even ask, and said, everyone knows a penny in the urinal means a losing day. So when Mark came back to the office and he shared that story with me, I have to tell you know, we kind of chuckled about it, and I suggested to Mark, I said, maybe after hours, I should go into all the men's rooms on each floor at the Merck and put a penny in each urinal to see what happened the next trading day. Though I know that's not a very nice thought, but I mean, that superstition just seemed so far out there at the time that we found it a little humorous. Anyway, and again, I'm not making fun of superstitions or regimens or routines by any means. I too have my own superstitions or routines in life. Some of you may call them OCD, but for me, I look at anything that I need to do as a comfort zone. For instance, before I leave my house, I check and recheck that any burners on the gas stove are completely turned off, if I used them. And that is a safety feature I was taught by my grandparents. So I think that's more of a little happy memory, but some habits never die. Before trading, I have at least 2 cups of tea. Otherwise, I know my brain does not have enough caffeine and is not 100% awake. That's just a physical fact. I have to do my stretches, shower, get dressed, even if in just jeans and a blouse, but my makeup is done and my hair is curled. I am ready to begin my work day. This is my training. This is training that I have deployed since 1980 when I first began working as a professional on the exchange at the Mid-Am in Chicago. Now, I'm not telling you that you need to wear a 3-piece suit or anything like that, which I've said previously. You can wear whatever you like while trading. We're all trading from home now. However, if you don't take the time to respect yourself enough and your job by getting a shower, brushing your teeth, and getting, as Mark used to say, on the day, then you will not be able to take profit in any magnifiable way. I know some of you have argued with me about this, but it's true. Now think about this. Do you think Warren Buffett sits in front of his computer in his boxer shorts and no shirt while trading? Maybe he's done this at home, but he just doesn't strike me as being a slob at trading, okay? His net worth doesn't reflect that either. You have to take a look at your bottom line and be honest with yourself. Am I approaching my trading as a professional? Now, when I say professional, and please stop arguing about this with me, guys, I know you're just trading for yourselves. You're individual traders. And yet, if you choose not to get dressed to go to work, even at home, why is that? I don't understand that. So I'm going to ask you, what are you trained to do as a trader? What is your training? So I'm going to ask you to be specific and make a list. What are you personally trained to do as a trader? Now, I want all of you listening here to make that list and send it to me. You don't have to include your name or anything, but I would like you to share with me just what you think you are trained to do as a trader. Now, if you really feel like you are trained to be a trader, then you would get up and you would get a shower and you would put on a decent set of clothes. So for any of you who just roll out, don't run a comb through your hair, don't brush your teeth, don't get in the shower, sit there in your pajamas, you know, or your boxer shorts or whatever you slept in, and sit in front of your screen and think that you are ready to work, you are sorely mistaken. You have no business not getting ready for work. It doesn't matter that you work from home. It doesn't matter. The point is, this is a job. This is your profession. How can you not approach it that way? I don't get it. I really don't. And again, you don't have to, you know, dress extravagantly. But you have to be ready and get on the day. Now, getting back to some superstitions, I will tell you, Mark would get up and after showering and getting ready, getting dressed, he would go down and make the coffee. And making the coffee was like a meditation to him. He uses a French press. I say uses because I still use a French press, even with my tea. You know, he measured out the coffee, he got the French press out, he boiled the water, he would pour it into the French press, he stirred it three times. He let it sit for X amount of moment or seconds, whatever it was, before he put the plunger down, before he would pour his first cup of coffee. It was a science. It was a form of prayer. And that was the last thing he did before he started trading. He'd already showered, already meditated, already done his yoga, already said his prayers or visualizations, already wrote down what he intended to achieve that day, and then he made his coffee, took that coffee cup, didn't matter which coffee cup, just a cup, got over, sat down in front of his screen, turned the computer on, and had his first sip of the day. That's a professional. Hold on to that thought. We'll be right back.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on A Higher Power.
Okay, so hopefully while you're listening to this, you've had that excellent cup of coffee. The next thing we want to talk about is distractions. And I'm going to give you a quote from the book of Romans. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, there's two things you need to keep in mind, two words, I should say. When you start engaging in business as a trader, in the midst of the busiest moments of the day, or even the least busiest, what comes to mind is fragmented attention. And this is when you have pointless productivity. In other words, when you multitask. And I have told you guys for decades, you cannot multitask. I don't care what anybody else tells you. When you are trading, that is your primary and your only focus is to trade. Not to be checking out social media, not to be on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. I don't care how boring the markets are. You need to maintain your focus. Either that or just become a mechanical trader. Put your trades on, put your stops in, and turn the computer off, and then go do whatever you want. So please, you know, this is another way. Don't argue with me about this because you would not be calling me for coaching if you were focused. So you're going, if you find yourself with fragmented attention using pointless productivity, you have to understand that's toxic. Endless hours focused on nothing. And your results will show that. So, I understand you can't always see what the results may be because trading is a probabilistic environment. I get that. But it's no different than faith. As it says in 2 Corinthians, fix your eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Because what is unseen is eternal. Now, this isn't being religious here, guys. This plays right into being a professional trader. We don't know what the market outcome is going to be at any given moment, right? Right. Well, some of you may think you do. No, but you don't, okay? So, but the point is, you have to understand, you have to make a decision that fragmented distraction no longer has power over you. Multitasking no longer has power over you. But you have to make that decision to create and maintain your focus as a professional trader. And as I said a few moments ago, what are some of the ways you can do that? Get dressed like you're going to a job, like you used to, for those of you that worked outside of the home previously. Okay, get dressed, get on the day. Because then your brain knows you are in work mode. And when your brain knows you're in work mode, then your brain knows how to focus. And when your brain knows how to focus, then our Heavenly Father can focus with you to help you accomplish your financial goals. Remember what your mission is. And what is your mission? What is your mission? Everybody has a mission, guys. Everyone. My mission, I will share with you, is to be the best person I can be at any given moment. I don't always achieve that, but, you know, I'm human. My mission is to provide the most concise materials to traders to help them achieve their financial goals based on almost 30 years in this industry. My mission is to be as prosperous as I know God wants me to be. My mission is to ask Him when I need help. Because as it says in the book of Luke, He meets our most important needs and in this way blesses us. So we have to step back and look at this toxic tactic of the media. Look how many commercials are out there right now by sports figures and personalities and people in Hollywood, you know, touting all these online gaming programs. What is the purpose of that? I know a lot of traders have said to me, well, you know, if I do these games, that makes me a better trader. Well, why is that? How is that? First of all, they're not for any money. Most of them anyway. I'm sure some of them are, but most of them aren't. So how you're just being fragmentally distracted. Doing online gaming has nothing to do with helping you become a focused and successful trader. And for you to convince yourself that is crazy. It makes no sense. The goal of these advertisements, all of these advertisements, is to make us overeat, be distracted, and be dissatisfied with our every possession and feel like we haven't achieved anything. That is the goal of advertising. So you will buy a product. So you'll add the app. So you will be distracted from what you want to do, what you truly want to do, which is to make money as a trader and realize your financial goals. The outside world creates a hunger that can never be satisfied. Never. Everything we look at in society, oh, you got to be thinner, you got to be prettier, you got to get Botox, you got to get fillers, you got to work out, you got to have a Lamborghini, oh my God, you live in a rental apartment, oh, you're a loser. You name it. Everything the outside world creates is a hunger for those that don't know the difference. And you will never be satisfied because you think you're constantly missing out. And this translates over into your trading. Fear of missing out starts when you are distracted by all these other outside influences. The best traders are not influenced by outside things. The best traders focus on within. The best traders have a relationship with a higher power. And they connect with that and they stay connected with that to achieve their goals. Now again, this is not being religious. This is being practical and metaphysical, and this is what Mark Douglas started to teach. And you guys all know this, all of you that claim to, you know, be disciples of him. So I'm not teaching you anything new. I'm just taking it a step further. So we have to step back and take a look at this toxic tactic of the outside world. And we have to turn ourselves inward. We have to develop a wartime mindset that has to understand the shrewd knowledge of these toxic tactics. And we have to just make a decision. We're not going to take part in that any longer. Look, guys, you know, if you really want to be successfully independent from a financial perspective, you really have to take a look at this stuff. You have to take a look at yourself. Are you a financial warrior? Are you really trained to achieve your financial goals? What have you done to train yourself? Anybody can read a chart. What have you done internally, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, to turn yourself into a warrior to battle with the markets, to make your path known that, yes, my equity is growing? When have you made the decision to be a professional trader? Write that down. Be honest with yourself. And if you haven't made that decision, then make it today. Make it today. For instance, do you worship sports? Are you addicted to sports? Do you watch everything? Video games, social media? Are you obsessed by the desire for comfort or fortune? There's something else that's truly more important than you focusing on your trading? You have to be honest with yourself, guys. When I am trading, there is nothing more important than me trading. Period. The end. I've got blinders on. When I'm doing my radio show, I have blinders on. This is my focus. When I'm writing, I'm in my writing zone then. Nothing distracts me from it. Do you understand? Nothing distracts me from whatever zone I am in. And that's exactly the type of mindset that you have to adopt to become financially independent as a trader, or maybe not independent, but at least increase your equity to the degree that you want it to, because some of you may still be working at other jobs. So you have, again, you have to be honest. If you're not honest with yourself, then you don't have focus as a trader. And that's the way it goes. So ask yourself, what am I trained to do? How am I going to do it? And how am I going to accomplish my trading goals? What do I need to reset? What do I need to update? What do I need to let go of that is not productive? It's real simple. It's not negative. It's just cleaning up. That's all. You're just cleaning out unproductive information or activities that have nothing to do with your goal as a trader. It's real simple. Do I watch television? Sure. I've mentioned before, I watch the Hallmark Channel. I watch Turner Classic Movies because I do like the old black and white movies. I love the way women dressed back then. So women were women. They were feminine. You know, men were men. They looked very handsome in suits. You know, it's just a comfort zone. I do not watch all the other crap. Although I do have to say I am kind of interested in watching the Border Patrol stuff where they catch people at the borders. That's an amazing job. That is pretty incredible. But, you know, that's informational. That doesn't take me away from my trading or anything else. So that's what I'm saying. You just have to make a list of what is productive and what isn't. That's all. All right. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break and I'll be right back. Okay. So getting back to training. Now, I know what I'm trained to do because I have trained for many years with a purpose. And this is where Mark Douglas and I were really alike. You know, to be honest with you, he and I really were polar opposites in most every other way. He was more of a homebody and I loved to entertain. He did like going to the movies though. We did have a lot of fun doing that in Chicago. But we trained ourselves to think, to understand who we wanted to become. And with that, we did that by having a relationship with God. And I've mentioned before, Mark was probably one of the few people that I've seen who had such a strong connection to God. And it was just a blessing to be able to share that time with him to see that. So each and every day, I choose who I'm going to serve. First, I get up. I offer my prayers to God, thanking him for another day. And as the Buddha says, you know, what we think we become. And then I get to work serving myself as I have trained to do. It's written in the book of Ephesians that I stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around my waist. This is no different than law enforcement, EMS, the military, and many others, such as carpenters and any other trade workers. They carry their essential tools on their belts. I mean, that's just what it is, right? So they know what they need for every day to go to work. So you have to ask yourself, guys, what do you carry on your belt as essential to your trading? Now think about this, guys. Okay, I'm using belt as, you know, symbolically, all right? But just think about this. What do you carry as essential to your trading? When warriors train for battle, they don't train until they get it right. They train until they cannot get it wrong. They train so the skill is an automatic response to what is in front of them at any moment. This is a mindset of being all in being 100% sure of doing what needs to be done again at any given moment in any situation. In the military, and I know this is redundant for you in or retired from the military or law enforcement, practicing drills, as they are called, they are rehearsed and practiced over and over. No different than any professional sports team's drills or race car driver drills, etc., to ensure people stay alive during a battle or in combat or in a, let's say, a car race. And it's no different with our trading, guys. We must practice ourselves to the point of becoming automatic to taking and keeping profit. There's a quick story, and there's a great book that I have. It's called On Spiritual Combat, and it's 30 Missions for Victorious Warfare by Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. And he gives a story where his there's an NCO sergeant in Vietnam who had been in service. He'd been on six one-year combat tours. And one day he said that a small cloud of soldiers, he had a small cloud of soldiers around him carrying radios. And all of a sudden, there was a attack on the airbase where he was located. They were outnumbered by 20 or more, factor of 20 or more. And because he knew what to do, he called in airstrikes. He brought in tons of explosives. He called in artillery and mortar fire from multiple locations. He was on the unit with other units, maneuvering and coordinating their fire on the enemy. And he eventually reinforced his position and drove off the shattered remnants of the enemy that was foolish enough to attack this man's base of operations. When he asked how he accomplished this, he said, after 5 years in combat, it was, quote, just another day at the office. That is how good we need to be as prosperity warriors, as traders. We must develop prosperity drills that develop our equity growth and make ourselves always ready for that moment of taking profit. The first century Greek philosopher Epictetus, wrote, whatever you would make habitual, practice it. Whatever you would not make habitual, don't practice. In other words, if you want to follow your rules, practice that. If you want to keep your stops where you place them and not move them, practice that. And so forth. Here's the big clue, guys. If you are training just to train, meaning if you're analyzing charts just to analyze, then you are completely wasting your time. You have to train for financial victory. How you train will ultimately lead to how you trade during the battle of the markets each and every day. Therefore, you must become trading warriors, knowing that there is universal abundance that God has set aside for each one of you. And you must go into your daily battle with the markets with an assurance that our Heavenly Father has ordained for you to be prosperous. But he can't do it for you. You have to work together with him. I am living proof that he does listen and he does help. When I ask, when I listen. Train yourself to pray for prosperity. Many, many holy men have been asked, including the Dalai Lama, Pope John Paul II, who's now a saint, Mother Teresa, how do I learn how to pray? And their answers were all the same. Pray in your own way. Keep this in mind if you find you have difficulty getting started on how to train yourself to pray for prosperity and to win. Dear Lord, please give me the words I should say and instill in me a desire to pray. I may not know how to pray, so teach me now. I am listening to you now, and I thank you. As we end out the session today, just remember to begin and end each day with some sort of reflection, whether in thanks and gratitude or even in frustration, okay? Say a prayer. God hears it all. He knows what's in your heart. And just remember, He wants the best for you. Stay well. See you soon.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.